Coach, I sort of got a sense from the add-on game last year, which was the building block or the starting point for this year, that this year the team was going to be different, that we weren't going to stay with old things, we're going to try new things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, starting with that game like you had mentioned last year, and I know, you know, it was probably hard for some of our seniors last year to have to swallow me adding another game and kind of without them at that point. But I think, you know, realizing that now, the kids that we have now had a chance to start working together already at that point. And then that off-season weightlifting and getting into the summer, it actually propelled us into, you know, a good point, starting point here in August. And I think we definitely are a different team right now.
I think there are a lot of kids who have put in work over the summer that we may not have seen from past teams. We had guys that were working out. Participation seemed very high in the lifting program. A lot of guys played 7-on-7 or went to a camp. It's the kind of game where all those things add up to things that are important.
Yeah, absolutely. And we brought a lot of that stuff back. We gave those kids those opportunities. But, you know, more importantly than giving them the opportunity, they bought into it. Not only were we lifting, but we were lifting as a team. You know, you had groups of guys doing things together. You've got groups of guys going out on the grass fields and throwing and catching after practice and doing the little things together. And that made a huge difference. This group seems to be pretty close. You know, they do things for each other. They do things with each other. They're hanging out after all football events together. And, you know, that's just a sign of a good team and good things to come.
There has been a lot of bonding during the summer, too. The softball game was a lot of fun. Everyone is talking about the paintball afternoon, which was good, too. That matters, too, because these are guys that have to lift themselves up during the season.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, in the past couple of years when things started going wrong, you know, bad things were happening, you know, instead of working through it, guys were hanging their heads and things like that. And I really tried to address those situations in the off season here, building their confidence and working out together and, you know, achieving together, but also losing together makes a big difference too, because you learn a lot about yourself when you lose. But I just want them to overcome that feeling and be able to get out of it when things happen. So the true test, you know, for us, you know, in the game is going to be when things go bad, what happens? What are we going to do?
This has been a team in the past that has kind of practiced better, that you've lost a step or haven't been able to replicate what you've seen in practice onto the field. Maybe that'll be different this year, too.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And, you know, I feel like we've prepared them well. I feel like we've done those things as far as our, you know, coaching practice plans and things like that. And I'm always evaluating our practice plan. Again, just yesterday, I said, you know, we can't do that again. We got to be smarter on how we set things up. And I'm still making some mistakes on that. I still haven't figured it out. But you know what? I don't know too many coaches that go through the course of a season and practice and don't second guess some things that they do in practice or games or, you know, calls or whatever. We all mess up. It's just that, can we correct it and can we keep moving positively forward?
Let's talk a little bit about Appleton East, although you've said this in our pregame interviews too. It's more about how our team plays than what the opponent does. It's a little more modest level of competition to open the season. It's a team you've had success against in past years. They are bringing a returning quarterback, and the jump from junior year to senior year is sometimes significant, so that's an unknown.
Yeah, always. Well, number one, they're a great team. I mean, they're a good team, and we have to honor that. Every time we go out every week, they're all good teams. I mean, but so are we, you know. So, I mean, like, my biggest thing right now is not what they're doing. It's, again, where is our mental state? And like I said, when things go wrong, where's our mental state going to be? When things go right, can we stay up there and can we keep competing? And, you know, are we taking the correct first step? Are we in our stance properly? Are we, you know, those are the things that are going to help us win. If we take the first step right, most likely our assignment's going to get accomplished. If we step wrong, That's when you know, some of the bigger plays start happening against us, and then it starts snowballing and it gets bigger and bigger. So my mental state for them is hopefully I can keep them locked in. That's my challenge in the games, is I have to try to do things to keep them focused and keep them into the game. And, you know, one good step here tonight, I thought we had a good focused practice.
I think the defense is both bigger and faster than a year ago. The defense, at least from the scrimmage and some of the practices, defense is usually a little ahead of offense. Yes. at this time. And since there are so many changes on offense, you don't want to give up big plays. You don't want to be playing from behind. The defense has to make a statement.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to win games on defense here. And you know, we pride ourselves in doing things right. And, you know, Coach Kleinschmidt's done with our personnel and the things that we have this year. I think he's doing a tremendous job of circulating in some offensive guys at times and in certain packages. And, you know, I think we're using our talent wisely this year. So I'm excited to see how it all comes together. But, yes, our defense is, you know, it's a credit to the guys in the weight room. I mean, we've worked really hard on our strength. And so we've gotten a little bit bigger and our speed is better. And so I'm interested to see where it takes us.
From the scrimmage and from the practices, do you have a sense of what this team is going to be good at?
You know, I think
you only think you know, and then you have to see it in a game situation.
You know, just what I saw in the scrimmage was, you know, we bent a little bit in the scrimmage. We gave up some yardage, but you know what? We stopped two really good teams inside the 15-yard line, I think about four times in the scrimmage. And, you know, offensively, you know, I think we're going to probably have to throw it a little bit more to open up the run.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.